Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the Isagro as of the 30th of September 2020 results conference call. As a reminder, all participants are in listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. Should anyone need assistance during the conference call, they may signal an operator by pressing star and zero on their telephone. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Giorgio Basile, President and CEO of Isagro. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much. Welcome to everybody. As I am virtually together with our CEO and our CFO, respectively, Gianluca Fusco and Ruggero Gambini, who will certainly assist me to answer questions which you would kindly pose. Okay. From my side, I would like to summarize and represent the situation of Isagro in comparison with the past unpleasant situation results and the prospective outcome of what we are doing now. First of all, the nine-month results. Few numbers. Sales 18% above last year. EBITDA positive, albeit at a level not satisfactory yet, but positive for 4.6 million euro compared to a 2.2 negative of last year, which actually would have been 4.7 negative without the one-time income linked to an agreement, a non-recurring long-term, mid-long-term agreement. The difference is something more than 9 million euro. There has been a 9 million euro improvement in the EBITDA, which still is not what we want, but the improvement is dramatic. In terms of net result, we have a negative result closer to 5 million, which again is certainly not acceptable. Some 10 million better than last year, because last year result was 12.1 after taking account, having included the non-recurring 2.5 million. In other words, the right comparison for ordinary and regular and recurring activity is -4.9 versus -14.6. Closer to 10 million improvement. Financially, at the end of September, a small generation of cash because the debt has gone down from 64 on September 19 to 32, or even after the divestment of Isagro Asia from 34 to 32. Let me say, we have not absorbed cash in the nine months, which is a very important step forward what we want to achieve quickly. Now, as you know, as it has been announced, two days after the closing of the nine months, we have sold our fungicide fluindapyr to FMC, i.e., the party who has shared with us the investment cost to develop the molecule which Isagro invented, discovered. It's a bit sad that it is the last discovered molecule, organic chemical molecule, but the game has become progressively more and more unsustainable. The good result is that we have cashed the 55 million, which proves that all the efforts made in the past years to generate cash adequate to complete the development of this molecule have been rightly allocated to this development. The money has not been lost, not been wasted. Otherwise, we wouldn't have got the 55 million euros. This is not in contradiction with the position of having discontinued discovery and development of organic chemicals. It is important that due to this divestment, as you can imagine, we shall close the year with an important positive result, and we today have, or from October 2nd on, we have not any debt. We don't have any debt any longer, but we have cash. With a small portion of the cash around, initially around 25, 30 million, and we have utilized a small piece of this cash to make the first, but not the last, extraordinary deal of what is called external growth by acquiring a small Italian company called Phoenix Den. The price indicated is 3.1, but the real price is 3.6 because 0.5 million is linked to certain events which would create value. So we hope that ultimately we expect ultimately to add 500,000 to the 3.1, which has been the initial value paid. This is a small acquisition, but enriching portfolio of registrations of our copper portfolio. As you know, but copper, in copper, in the copper fungicide sector, Isagro holds a historical important position with a market share between 5 and 6% worldwide. Now, what is in front of us? In front of us, there is this situation. A number of organic growth on the commercial side, which have started generating positive results, but just started, because only partly these positive results are already reflected in 2020. More will be materialized in 21, 22, and in the following years, such to have a net growth in terms of sales and margins, even in the unfortunate case, we would have problems in the process of confirmation of existing registrations. Coupled with the commercial growth, which is the result of a cultural change in the company. I like to say that we have switched from a research-based company to a research-driven company to a market-driven company. Not because I said that also, if you wish, with some disappointment, it has been fantastic to be the only small company able to generate new molecules, but this has become, for our size, simply more and more unsustainable. But coupled to this, we have another series of actions which are underway, and they reflect to the costs of structure, and because following the new business model, we have already partly, but more next year, cut external expenses linked to the development of products and of new products, new molecules, and we have refocused our R&D towards the biosolutions, which require less resources. Consistently with this change of business model, we also have studied a restructuring project in terms of organization. This has been partly already done. The positive impact in terms of costs is partly reflected in 20, but the full impact of what has been done will be 21. But in 21, we shall have further cost saving from new actions already identified, and this will impact the partly 21 and the fully 22. So only in 2022, the full impact of the restructure will be shown, and of course, the impact of the commercial development will be larger, more important than today. As a result of all this, we expect an important profit this year, of course, mostly due to the extraordinary capital gain originated by the divestment of our molecule, fluindapyr, but also contributed to largely due to that. In 21, we expect substantial cash balancing, of course, before taking into account some extraordinary expenses to implement to complete the restructuring of the organization. In 22, absolutely cash generation. This is the picture of the company. This is what the management is doing. This is the fair representation which I'm putting, offering for your attention. To conclude these remarks, you can easily understand why I have to highlight the very large dramatic gap between the market, the value which the market recognizes for Isagro, and both the equity value and the prospective economic value of the company. Needless to say, the market is always right conceptually, because the market reflects the poor results of the past years, but I have the obligation to stress that, as also the last divestment proves, our assets are largely under-expressing their value in the equity, largely. Second point, the economic performance is under a reversion phase. 21, 22, and also part of 20 will clearly show it. I have the obligation to stress it and to say it. Even more, for the value which the market assigns to the growth shares, because the growth shares are traded at 20, 25, or even more discount versus the ordinary or voting shares. And I have to reemphasize that in case of a change of control, even loss of control, in any case, change of control, the gross shares automatically become full voting shares. And if there is no change in the control, due to positive results, there will be dividends. The dividends are higher by 20% of the gross share. Okay. This is what I wanted to represent, and I am obliged to highlight this aspect because we fully respect our shareholders, and we are acting to progressively have the value in the market aligned with the real value of Isagro. Thank you.
Excuse me, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their telephone. To remove yourself from the question queue, please press star and two. Please pick up the receiver when asking questions. Anyone who has a question may press star and one at this time. The first question is from Mark Webb of Cairo. Please go ahead.
Yes, good morning. Thank you for this presentation. I wonder, now that we've had the two big businesses sold and this small acquisition announced, can you give us a description of the business that's left? Firstly, the split between bio and copper-based. If you could also give us the percentage split of what crops you now address in percentage of sales. And also, in terms of your sales today, can you break down in percentage what the geographies are? And also, in terms of the new business model, Mr. Basile, you clearly said that you're anticipating good results in 2021 and 2022. Can you help us to understand, with the business that you've got now left in bio and copper-based, what are your target margins? Because you were talking about the big difference between the market capitalization and the value of your assets, and you'd shown that in terms of the high value you've sold your businesses compared to what they're valued in the balance sheet. But what we really need to know is, the business that you've got left, what margin can that generate? I mean, we can see that it roughly generates more than 100 million euros of sales, but what sort of margin can you expect to generate that from that in terms of EBIT? And maybe last thing, just you published an 18% rise in sales. Can you just help us understand what have been the real drivers of growth this year? Thank you.
Well, first of all, congratulations for the question, because it shows that you really, how can I say, are familiar with the what our business is. Okay, now I will just give one remark from my side, and I will ask Gianluca Fusco to answer your questions, And perhaps also Ruggero may add something in terms of magic, because they have the full control of the points for which you raised the questions. My only remark before asking them to answer you is that until a few months ago, or at the beginning of the year, I was announcing the change. Now I don't announce the change. The change is in place because, and when you make a 30 million or so capital gain versus what is in your book by selling a molecule, which it was generating zero in terms of margin because it was not trade marketed yet. When you have that, when you consider that if I take out the cash from the market, I mean, the market today shows a value of 37, 38, less than 40 million. Take out 25 million cash. It means that Isagro is worth 10, 15 million. That's ridiculous. Okay? Excuse me. I use the word ridiculous. Of course, it is ridiculous if at the moment, when, not if, when the result, economic result, are consistent with the intrinsic value of the assets, which has not been the case. So I respect the market, but I do know that following the big change which occurred in the business model, the results will come. Okay, Gianluca, can you kindly, and perhaps Ruggero as well, can you kindly answer the questions?
Okay. First of all,
Excuse me, this is the operator. Mr. Fusco's line has dropped. I'll join him back. Just one moment, please.
Okay.
Hello.
Yes, I can hear you.
No, okay, but what happened to Fusco?
Mr. Fusco is already on the line.
Okay.
Dropped. Very okay, I try to answer the questions. 60% more of our turnover in Europe, Middle East, and Africa, 50% in North America, 10% in South America.
Sorry. Hello? The line is bad. I can't hear you. Can you just start again? Sorry. Thank you.
Okay. About 65% of our business is in Europe, Middle East, and Africa, 15% in North America, 15% in South America, and the rest, a bit less than 10%, is in Asia. If we think about the asset, the copper component of the estimate of this year is about 45%, and the biosolution component of the total sales is 17. So basically, biocopper is already around 60% of our turnover. So strong concentration, 60% in biocopper, and Europe, Middle East, and Africa, where Middle East and Africa account for more than 10%. Turkey, Middle East, and Africa of the total. The drivers of the growth in terms of asset during the campaign 2020 have been copper with around 8 million of the 12 million of growth, and the rest being equally split between biosolution and the rest of the portfolio. Biocopper is bringing most of the growth, and particularly the copper product range. I'm talking 2020 pre-acquisition. If we look at the split of the sales growth in terms of geography, we have around 40% of the growth is in the United States, combined between a growth of the business-to-business due to a market recovery after 2019 of iStock, and also direct sales in biosolution in the direct sales, biosolution and a little bit of Dominus, the Fumigant. The rest of the growth is well distributed across geographies and is mostly driven by the copper range portfolio, and particularly the contribution of the scale-up and new launches of the innovative new formulation, Airone, which is a mix of copper hydroxide and copper oxychloride. I may have forgot something, but please, if yes, ask again.
Okay. Thank you very much. That's very useful to have that split and those explanations. Yes, can you help us understand, so in 2020, you know, rough idea of what sales in millions this does for what's staying in biosolutions and copper. And then help us to understand, you know, along the lines of what Mr. Basile said in terms of a rise in profitability in 2021 and 2022. Can you help us understand what sort of EBIT margin you could have as a target for this business? Thank you.
Okay. I will reply to part of this. Again, this year, if we look at the entire year, copper is 40% of our performance, and biosolution a little bit less of 20%. They drive the growth of 2020. If we look at in perspective, what we expect is the growth of being again driven by copper and biosolution, quite well spread around the continent, but with a special contribution of Italy, where we have launched a direct sales presence in 2019 and 2020 on the biosolution, and we will expand aggressively on copper during the next 2 years. Again, most important drivers, copper and biosolution for this year, most important drivers for the next 2 years. The acquisition of the company Phoenix Del, to whom the president was referring, will bring around 6 million next year and 8 million the year after next, in addition to the organic growth of the company, and is all in copper Europe at the moment. I leave for the EBIT the question to our CFO.
Thank you, Gianluca. Good morning. First of all, there was another question regarding margins and marginality. As a preamble, we did not share any guidance in quantitative terms as far as margins and EBIT are concerned. In terms of qualitative indications, first of all, as far as margins and marginality are concerned, the 9-month evidences highlight that there was an important improvement in the sales yielding with a recovery of about 2 percentage points versus sales. I think that we could keep this advantage versus 2019 also by this year end. As far as the second question regarding EBIT is concerned, I would suggest to concentrate our attention on EBITDA rather than EBIT. Why? Because there was an important discontinuation in terms of differences between investments, level of investments, and level of depreciation, following the fact that we dramatically cut our expenses in research, innovation, and development this year, and this will continue also in 2021, so with the same level of expenses of this year. What is the result, the consequence of this? The consequence is that we have around 9 to 10 million of depreciation, while starting from this year, the total level of investment will be around 50% of this value. So I think that concentrating, focusing our attention on EBITDA rather than on EBIT would be more significant in terms of estimating also indirectly the cash flows, if I grab the sense of your question. And I think that the advantage that we presented in the 9-month period could be kept by this year end. Before the extraordinary incomes, clearly, so represented by the difference between the price for that we cashed in for Fluindapyr appear and the relevant book values plus the depreciation as per accounting the allowances as per accounting principles.
Thank you very much. So just can you help us understand what is the amount of sales? I'm trying to understand how much sales do you have in the businesses that are remaining in the company that are going into 2021. So I'm not looking for indications of what Q4 is going to do, but just sort of what is the ballpark amount of sales that Isagro is now left with?
Fluindapyr accounted for zero sales in 2019 and 2020, so there is no discontinuation in terms of top line.
Excuse me, Ruggero?
Yes.
Hello?
Okay. Yes.
No, I think the question is, you correctly highlighted, I also said that before, that we have not sold with Fluindapyr any currently generating business activity. However, the question is, but what are you left with? Copper was explained by Gianluca. Biosolutions are growing and they are left. What is left as organic chemicals, is a tetraconazole, Kieraxin, Delta Nitrin, and third parties products which we market where we have direct sales, Spain, Colombia particularly, and Spain particularly, not, and some in, but basically Colombia, Spain. So if Gianluca, if you want something more in this aspect, but we have a reason for not keeping this in the logic of integrated crop management, which, considering our history, has to be our position compared to companies which are 100% bio companies. So we maintain this integrated crop management approach and culture. I also wish to highlight that we are reconverting our R&D from researching organic chemical molecules, to invent new bio products. Obviously, this requires some adjustment, some time, but it is also easy, but I would like to highlight the importance of the culture we have, our group, our team has in discovering historical culture, which once it is applied and converted and focused on your solutions, in my opinion, culture is culture, will yield some results which companies not having such a culture may have more difficulties in getting. I don't know if I was clear,
okay.
But I'm trying to say that our culture is not going to be put in a waste basket, okay? Our culture has to be reconverted.
Understood. So just to a final question, I'm going to go away. So that means that the ongoing sales of Isagro may be around 100 million euros. And I'm just trying to understand, I do understand Mr. Ruggiero's view that EBITDA is better to look at because of the 9-10 appreciation.
Okay.
But just trying to understand.
Okay. The answer is not 100, but certainly 120 million. In the next 2-3 years, we expect, without making further acquisitions, to be in the range of 120, 130, without making acquisition.
So just
second point,
the
EBITDA has to be around 10 million.
Okay. Sorry, what was that figure of 10 million?
Around 10 million.
Of what?
EBITDA.
Okay, so 10 million of EBITDA, but Mr. Ruggiero said that, Mr. Gambini said that that you had 9 to 10 million depreciation per year.
No, but...
this is an actual. They are decreasing.
Ruggiero, can you better explain this point, please?
The comment is correct. This is an actual, and they will lower down. I was making reference to actual numbers, of course, but following the decrease in the level of capitalizations of R&D, clearly also the total level of depreciation will go down accordingly.
Okay, so but you nonetheless, your deep EBITDA margin will be below 10%.
Yes, well, but I repeat, this is as is, without investing the money which is in our cash, which is unreasonable. Okay, can I say it unreasonable? Unreasonable. So we have made an exercise, internal exercise, which is not public information, but just not to escape your question. Conceptually, purely as a result of the internal reorganization and discontinuation, we shall be in the position of generating an EBITDA which will be sufficient to go into a cash generation situation, all right? Cash generation, because depreciation will go down. But what is also important to consider that this is without taking into account what we can do by making acquisition, which we have got to do on a very selective basis, being very careful, but we have the resources to grow. Consequently, I expect not to be at 120, 125, but to go towards 150. With some even small acquisitions to be carried out. So I will stop here because talking about the future, we have to respect the market rules, okay? And otherwise I would be in difficulty. But we are optimistic. But we are not optimistic because it is easy. we are optimistic because we have suffered a lot and we are out of the dark. We have entered into the light, and we will come back with in a few months with a sound business plan. Okay?
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Other questions? Here?
Mr. Basile, there are no more questions registered at this time.
Thank you very much indeed. We can stop here. I thank everybody. I thank you personally. And we'll see in the near future. We'll meet in the near future. Thank you. Bye.